This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We were talking about people trying to, you know, start or looking to start, you know, side hustles this year, because things are not actually looking good in terms of, you know, cost of living. So we thought we should do, you know, our personal power around this issue. Right now we're joined by one of our experts. Obviously, like we said before, we're going to learn a thing or two.
Definitely.
If we're all ears, yeah.
So monetization expert and mentor, Hetty the Entrepreneur, is joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi there. Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you. Happy 2026.
Happy 2026
to you
too.
So,
thank you so much.
Let's look at, you know, some of the important things that we need to know when it comes to increasing our income this year, Hetty. Many of us have no idea where to start. We know we want to start. We know the salary is working overtime. How do you talk to someone who is in this position?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important for us to have a very realistic conversation with ourselves to say, how much time do we actually have available to dedicate towards getting another stream of income? If you are full-time employed, do you have weekends available? Do you have evenings available? Also looking at your commitment, such as perhaps if you've got kids or extended family activities or even your own leisure activities, etc. Because sometimes when we are setting our vision and our goals for making extra money, we're not always realistic about the time that we actually have available to dedicate to this new activity. So once you've established how much time you can actually commit to it, then we need to begin to look and say, what are you actually interested in? Longevity comes from us having a true interest in the thing we want to get involved in. It could be skincare, it could be IT, it could be property, it could be content creation. So that you are matching up where your natural interest lies also with the time that you have available. So before you just jump into something because you're excited, let's just do the groundwork first.
Yeah. Talking about doing the groundwork first, when we look at a side hustle, does it have to be something that I'm passionate about?
I think that having some kind of an interest is helpful in the beginning, because you are going to want to be interested in doing your research. You're going to want to be interested in finding out more about the thing, speaking to people that might be in the industry and participating. Sometimes if we are not interested, consistency becomes a challenge because we're just trying to make quick money. And so when something else comes along, we then jump to that thing and we lack that stickiness to stick around for the long term because there isn't a natural interest that is there.
I mean, every entrepreneur tells you that, you know, starting is the hardest, but as an entrepreneur, someone who's looking at starting something, how do I drag myself out of that starting funk that many people get stuck in, where you're overthinking things and just not getting started? Because you find that you've spoken to a couple of your friends about the idea, but for some reason, you're just not starting.
Yeah, I think fear definitely holds us back because we're thinking of all the hundreds of things that could go wrong. Sometimes we do get stuck also in analysis paralysis. So in as much as it's good to do your research, then we over-research and do not take action. I always say there is only one thing on this earth that cures fear, only one thing, and that is action. The minute you take action, fear begins to melt away. And you also realize that the thing you feared was probably not as big as you thought it would be. So at some point, we definitely do have to take action. And action also means that, yes, you may make mistakes. Yes, you may fumble here and there. But then you're also able to learn from those mistakes quickly and then move forward.
Yeah. Maybe let's look at the three key things that I need to consider when searching for a side hustle for 2026. Or key questions I need to be asking myself.
All right, great stuff. So first of all, how much time do I have available and am I committing to this that I can really realistically stick to and commit to? Number two, where do my natural interests lie and where do I think I can be able to give value and show up consistently? Then number three, where are the communities or people that I can plug into that are already doing this thing very well, that I can then be able to show up in those environments, learn from those environments, ask questions, and then begin my journey?
Yeah, and lastly, very, very important, what do you think in terms of, you know, the issue of the side hustle interfering with the main, the bread and butter? You know, how do I strike a balance as someone who's never multitasked before?
Absolutely. So first of all, you know, often when we start a side hustle, we're very, very excited, which is good. But do not let that excitement come at the expense of your main hustle. Your main hustle is paying the bills. It is sustaining you. So your side hustle remains a side hustle until it becomes big enough to take over your main hustle. So also just be cognizant of your time management. How much time am I dedicating to my side hustle in a way that doesn't interfere with my main hustle? So we really need to be very sober-minded when we are planning how we go about our side hustles.
All right. Thank you so much. I mean, that's quite a lot to think about, but I think especially those that are planning to, you know, venture out and look at their side hustles this year, great information for them to consider. That's monetization expert and mentor, Hetty, the entrepreneur.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.